Hello and welcome to Community Focused. I'm Clinton Whedon. Five historical figures are about to be brought to life again as part of the 2017 Lawton Chautauqua. Our guest this week is Francie Couch, the chair of the Lawton Chautauqua Committee, and she's here to talk to us about this year's presentations. Francie, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
Well, let's jump right in. What is the theme of this year's Chautauqua, and what historical characters will audiences see during the week?
The theme is the Great West, Cowboys and Cattle Trails, and it was chosen to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the opening of the Chisholm Trail. Now, we deal this year under this theme with other trails, too, the Goodnight Loving Trail and some of the Western trails, but it was essentially intended to commemorate that opening of the Chisholm Trail. The historical characters that we're going to have are, of course, Jesse Chisholm. You know, we couldn't do it without him. The second night is going to be Thaddeus Dunkley, who was a black cowboy who spent his entire life working for Mr. Goodnight. He's unusual for two reasons. One, he was illiterate, and so there's very little first-person accounting of his life, but there was a great deal written about him. And the second reason he's unusual is that he spent his entire life with Mr. Goodnight, whereas most of the cowboys who rode the trails only rode for maybe 3-4 years. They made money there, and then they went off and did other things. The third character is Betty Matthews Reynolds, who married into a South Texas family who drove cattle along the Goodnight Trail, and she drove cattle along with her husband, drove the chuck wagon, and spent a great deal of her early life before her children came along on the trail. So that's kind of unusual. The fourth character is a black Seminole woman whose name was Johanna July, and she broke horses for the cowboys who rode the cattle trails. She had a very special method for breaking the horses, and she has a very unusual and interesting life story herself. And then we end up with a bang, Doug Mishler playing Hanging Judge Isaac Parker. And while he did not, as far as I know, ride the trails, he was the law during that period.
You mentioned Doug Mishler. He's a veteran of Lawton Chautauqua, as are the other presenters in this year's event. Audiences are going to see some familiar faces. Who are this year's presenters?
Michael Hughes is going to be portraying Jesse Chisholm, and I don't think we've seen Michael Hughes since maybe 2009 when he played Chief John Ross. Jim Armstead is doing Thaddeus Dunkley. Jim was here last year portraying Ralph Bunch in the Cold War. Sally Drucker will portray Betty Matthews Reynolds, and she developed this character. This is not a well-known historical character, although there is a great deal written about her, but she developed this character especially for our Chautauqua this year, and she has been in Lawton many times. Vanessa Adams Harris will do Johanna July, and there again, she developed that character specifically for this Chautauqua theme. And Vanessa played a local school teacher character in the Dust Bowl series 2 years ago, and she also played Ada Lois Sipple Fisher in Soulful Stories in February. And then, of course, Doug has been so many characters. I doubt that we've had a Chautauqua for the last 8 or 10 years that hasn't included a Doug Mishler character. He loves controversial characters, and he did Nikita Khrushchev last year in the Cold War.
Getting back to the presentations themselves, why these particular figures to represent the theme of the Great West and the cattle trails?
Well, it shows so many different aspects of that era, not just of people who rode the trail, but people who supported it, and other characters from that historical era. Of course, we're always bound by finding really good Chautauqua scholars who have these characters either in mind or have already portrayed them in other years. We just wanted a good spread. We wanted women. We wanted black characters. We wanted well-known characters. We wanted characters that people might never have heard of before.
All right, changing topics. Let's talk about the development of Chautauqua in Lawton. How long has this event been presented?
Oh, I think there was an early Chautauqua movement in 1991, and it went on for several years, along with something, I think it was part of the Great Plains Chautauqua movement. And the scholars went to Oklahoma and Kansas and Nebraska and South Dakota. And then that kind of fell away for a little while. And as far as I know, the Chautauqua that we do now started up again in 2008. And we had a couple of years devoted to the Civil War, and some of the other themes have been Hollywood behind the scenes and the Dust Bowl and the Cold War.
I know Chautauqua today is a modern interpretation of the original Chautauqua assemblies from the late 19th, early 20th centuries, so the general concept's been around a while. And I know Lawton is not the only community in the state that presents Chautauqua. It's actually Oklahoma Chautauqua and a mini circuit, if that's the correct way to describe it, for those scholars to rotate through if they choose. So why do you think this concept has endured at a level that allows it to still be a popular presentation here in Oklahoma and around the country where there are other places that present Chautauqua?
Yes, it is. In Oklahoma, it is a circuit. The scholars start out for a week in Altus, then they go up to Tulsa for a week, then they go to Enid, and then they end up here in Lawton. And I think it's been so successful because it's just fascinating to see these scholars get up and portray so faithfully a particular character and convey to the audience what that historical character was really like. The scholars are responsible, I think, for the popularity because they do such a fantastic job. They do a lot of research and they bring all their acting skills into play.
And with that, we have to wrap things up. Francie Couch, chair of the Lawton Chautauqua Committee, talking to us about the 2017 Lawton Chautauqua. Francie, thanks again for being here.
You're welcome.
The 2017 Lawton Chautauqua begins Monday evening with a reception at the Lawton Public Library, and presentations will follow throughout the week. Each scholar will give two workshops about their historical character and the era the character represents. These workshops will be held at the Museum of the Great Plains at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. The main presentations of each character will be held in the auditorium of Lawton City Hall at 7 p.m. each night. There will also be a special musical performance on Saturday, June 24th. For more information about the week's events, you can contact the Lawton Public Library at 580-581-3450 or visit the library website at www.lawtonok.gov/departments/library. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.